And Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
A selection of poses showing the leaders of our three biggest parties laughing, frowning and remonstrating are carried on the front of four of today's papers. The Irish Times suggests that Simon Harris and Micheál Martin used last night's televised debate to warn of the dangers to Ireland's economic future, a claim which Mary Lou MacDonald dismissed as a doomsday scenario. The Irish Independent, meanwhile, takes the line that in a bid to claw back its lost lead, Fine Gael is going to ramp up the fear factor in the final days of the campaign, focusing on transatlantic economic shocks to persuade voters it's the only party to be trusted on the economy. In its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that Fianna Fáil TDs are backing Micheál Martin's assertion that they won't go into coalition with Sinn Féin. The lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, provides a pithy take on the outcome of last night's debate. Micheál solid as Simon survives and Mary Lou fails to land a blow. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports on the response of the Rape Crisis Network's call on retailers not to stock alcohol brands associated with Conor McGregor. Sean Murphy lists the many outlets who say that they won't be stocking the brand of Stout, which McGregor owns, and the whisky which he launched but has since sold. The new owners of that brand also tell the paper that they've cancelled their association with McGregor following Friday's verdict in Nikita Han's civil action against him that he raped her in the Beacon Hotel in December 2018. The murder of Anthony Josh Fowler, who died after he was stabbed at his home in Finglas in Dublin in the early hours of yesterday morning, receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Both papers report that the 63-year-old served a prison sentence for drug dealing 5 years ago and that his son, Shane Fowler, died the previous year in a motorbike accident when he was on his way to carry out the shooting of a gangland figure. A call for an inquiry into the decade-long delayed opening of the new Royal Maternity and Children's Hospital in Belfast, described by DUP MLA Diane Dodds as an omni-shambles, generates the lead story in both of today's Northern papers. The Irish News runs with the picture of a locked gate at the entrance to the hospital, along with the line that the first babies born there should be about to celebrate their ninth birthday. Back in the front of the Examiner, there's a story there about how the chapel in Mountjoy Prison is closed while work to repurpose part of the building into a video room for online visits and court appearances is carried out. FORSA, the union which represents the prison's chaplaincy service, tells the paper that its members are deeply distressed at prison management's lack of engagement. We're told that a chapel has been in existence at the prison for more than 150 years. And finally, the inclusion of County Clare in a list compiled by Condé Nast of the best places to go in Europe in 2025 receives coverage in today's Examiner. Along with Geneva, Marseille and Vienna, Clare has been named as one of 11 destinations on the up and worth visiting. Apart from the Cliffs of Moher, the publication highlights the village of Doolin, the lunar-like landscape of the Burren and the many toe-tapping cailies and crack on offer as reasons to visit the Banner County.
Fiona, thank you.